Rogers and Austin starts now.
Do it
now. Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, it's 4:09, News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. It is a Thursday afternoon and a pretty nice looking one at that. Austin Price, Chris Bryan. Austin's going to be in just a few minutes here and updating us on the five-day forecast. It's looking pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. It's looking all right.
That's a nice tease for you. So we'll be checking in on the weather coming up in less than 3 or 4 minutes on News Radio 92.3. Before we get too far into that subject, let's go ahead and dive into the three important things you need to know this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Yeah, I always like those nice teases you kind of throw out there. And yeah. I'm all ready for that.
Yeah, weather's looking good.
Okay, thank you. Story number one this afternoon, the UWF Board of Trustees scheduling a special board meeting for Tuesday. This is to select an interim school president following the resignation of President Martha Saunders. When trustees meet, they are set to pick an effective date for Saunders' resignation and then discuss contracting with an executive search firm to find a permanent president.
And your second of the top three stories this afternoon, Escambia commissioners looking into the spending practices of organizations funded by the Escambia Children's Trust. A recent document shows that 88% of the money awarded from last year was used for employee salaries and benefits, while only 11% went directly to programming for kids. Commissioner Mike Kohler is calling for an audit of the organization.
Okay, we've been all over this story for the past week or so, really it seems like about a week or so. This is story number three, ladies and gentlemen. Amid support from hunters and warnings of slaughter from animal rights advocates, state officials on Wednesday moved forward with Florida's first black bear hunt in a decade before a pretty doggone big crowd down at the College of Central Florida in Ocala, the FWC voting 4-1 for a December hunt that could lead to as many as 187 bears being killed. Now, here is the local adaptation to this story. The hunt will not include Escambia or Santa Rosa counties. And the closest area to be included would be Panama City's Bay County.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a pedestrian in a motorized wheelchair escaped an accident with a dump truck with only minor injuries on Wednesday morning. FHP says the pedestrian was crossing Mobile Highway when he was hit by the dump truck and trapped underneath. EMS took the pedestrian to the hospital.
All right. 4:12, News Radio 92.3. Army officials are investigating allegations that a group of Rangers fired blank rounds from automatic weapons at Crab Island last week. Remember, Austin, we watched the B-roll on that when they were shooting off those guns. The incident was caught on video, which was posted, of course, to social media. So what you're hearing is the Army Rangers firing those guns out in the water. Army confirming the weapons fired were not approved, and now the incident is under investigation. Okaloosa County officials saying at least 2 911 calls were received following that incident.
All right. And also wanted to touch on this very quickly here. Our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, presented a check to the Santa Rosa Kids House this morning at the Santa Rosa County Board of Commissioners meeting. Brent Lane presented the check for just under $23,000 to Kids House Board Chairman Wendell Hall. Commissioners Kerry Smith and Colton Wright both said, "It's sad that the Kids House has to exist, but they are happy that someone steps up to help the children that need it most in Santa Rosa County."
You know, it sounds like they had a pretty darn good time.
At this time, we see that Cat Country's shown up, and so we're going to go ahead and drag you guys on up here, Brent Lane and Cat Country and the individuals from the great people from Kids House. And this is awesome.
It sure is. And it was the sixth year that they've had the pleasure of holding this fundraising event. Each year, proceeds go to the Kids House to help abused and neglected children in Santa Rosa County. Commissioner Kerry Smith said it was good that the event went as well as planned.
Did service well. I was going to say if it wasn't great, I was going to start calling you W Street instead of Brent Lane.
The money was accepted by Kids House Board Chair Wendell Hall. That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Absolutely. And free trolleys coming back to Pensacola Beach tomorrow to Santa Rosa Island Authorities. Free service offers more than 30 stops along three routes. We've been letting you know about this. Those three routes originate from Casino Beach. One runs to Portofino, another to Park West near the Gulf Islands National Seashore entrance, and a third along the commercial core to the Grand Marlin. Trolleys are free for everyone. They run daily from 4 p.m. to midnight through Labor Day. You can get more info at visitpensacolabeach.com.
All right. right. As promised, it is 4:15. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have a lot of backups with some closures on I-10. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound, passing over North Palafox Street, heading towards the I-110 North Ramp. And we also have congestion in that same area traveling westbound as well. So both east and westbound lanes passing the I-110 North Ramp. Got some very heavy backup there that we'll be keeping an eye on for you. Also have some backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, and have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 85 degrees. It's going to be a low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny, high of 88, low of 74.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, Disney placing employees who are Venezuelan citizens on leave now that the Trump administration is into their protected status. Eben Brown has more for us from Miami today.
The Walt Disney Company is putting dozens of its Florida-based employees on unpaid leave based on their Venezuelan origins. The policy from Disney, as reported by Bloomberg, is due to the Trump administration ordering the end to the temporary protected status of a number of Venezuelan migrants who were allowed to live in the U.S. after fleeing political violence in Venezuela. The U.S. Supreme Court lifted a lower court order blocking the termination of the status. It could require Venezuelan migrants in that group to depart the U.S. in the coming weeks. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Russian hackers say that they're behind a ransomware attack against a Central Florida medical group. Florida Lung, Asthma, and Sleep Specialists has offices in Orlando, Winter Garden, Lake Nona, Poinciana, and Kissimmee. My goodness. And a Russian hacking group says it targeted the medical offices, stealing patients' social security numbers, medical records, and passport information. It's demanding $650,000 in bitcoins. The group is the same one that targeted the Sumter County Sheriff's Office just last year.
4:17 News Radio 92.3, sunny, 84 degrees. Nice Thursday afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on. Memorial Day weekend getting underway today. AAA projects 45.1 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home during the holiday period now through Monday.
All right. And the leader of a Miami-based theft ring faces jail time and deportation. Oscar Guerra and a group of fellow Cuban nationals are accused of stealing trailers, RVs, boats, and other vehicles valued at over $500,000. He was found guilty of grand theft and dealing in stolen property. State Attorney General James Uthmeyer made the announcement today. Guerra faces up to 60 years in prison and deportation after serving his sentence.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. Those crazy people down in Orlando opening up a new theme park today. Yeah, here's the latest from Chris Foster.
Universal's Epic Universe in Orlando is the first major U.S. theme park to open since Disney California Adventure in 2001.
It's a big moment, and I can't believe I'm here.
Ryan Wright runs social media accounts about theme parks. There are five connected distinct areas, including Super Nintendo World, How to Train Your Dragon, and a Harry Potter World.
I was trying to get on Harry Potter, but they were like, oh, it's standby. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go on Celestial Stardust Racers.
Enzo Fatone there for opening day. So is Denise Spiegel with the trade association Visit Orlando, telling Fox 35 there.
When you come here, you don't just go for a theme park. That's a great reason to come. You're staying in the hotels, you're shopping, you're going to restaurants, and then they're going to other attractions. And so there is that ripple effect.
Chris Foster, Fox News.
And the Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office and the Miami Beach Police Department increasing security measures around synagogues, mosques, and other places of worship. It is in response to the deadly attack outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. last night. Officials say there is no credible threat to the area, but they're upping uniform patrols out of an abundance of caution.
All right, the man accused of trying to kill President Trump at a Florida golf club was trying to get some of those charges dropped against him. Jill Nato has more.
Ryan Ruth's lawyers were trying to get two gun charges against him dismissed. One of those counts was a felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition. The other, possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. His lawyers said those counts violated his Second Amendment rights. But Ruth has a previous felony conviction for illegally possessing dynamite. So U.S. District Court Judge Eileen Cannon denied the motion to dismiss. Ruth was arrested last year when a Secret Service agent spotted a rifle barrel near where the president was golfing. The agent fired, and Ruth was soon chased down and arrested. Jill Nato, Fox News.
419 on the dot here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest hitting headlines happening across your nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right, well, the ATF is offering a $5,000 reward for tips that lead to the arrest of a group of New Orleans jail escapees. That's on top of the $5,000 reward from Crime Stoppers and a $10,000 reward from the FBI, bringing the total to $20,000. 10 men escaped on Friday, 5 have been caught. One jail worker has been arrested for allegedly helping them escape, and his lawyer claims that the inmates threatened to kill his client if he didn't help them break free.
Okay, 423 News Radio 92.3. There was a slight change in the number of people on unemployment benefits last week, though more people remained on benefits. Jenny Casola has more on the report.
New applications for unemployment benefits declined by 2,000 in the week ending May 17th to 227,000. It's not a big change and was slightly lower than expected. The previous week's new claims number was not revised. More people are remaining on benefits, though. Continuing claims rose to 1.9 million for the week ending May 10th. That report lags the weekly jobless claims report. Companies continue to be reluctant to lay off staff, though economists say new job opportunities opportunities are becoming more scarce, likely the reason continuing claims rose. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
424, News Radio 92.3. Indeed, we are watching that money today. Here's Hillary Barsky.
A choppy trading session with stocks losing steam heading into the closing bell and ending mixed as President Trump's tax cut plan clears the House. Tech stocks gained while healthcare lagged, and crypto-related stocks, including crypto exchange Coinbase Global, advanced as the price of Bitcoin continues to surge to a fresh record of over $111,000. Shares of Nike rose 2% following news that the sports apparel giant would resume selling on Amazon. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, IBM, and Home Depot. The Dow down a point, the Nasdaq higher by 53, S&P 500 down 3. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, News Radio 92.3. We're going to put Austin on the spot here and delve into the weather, but we're also going to ask him about that local traffic situation. Mess in the 10? What's going on?
Yeah, there is a lot going on. But first, this traffic and weather update, of course, brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. And yeah, Chris, we're dealing with some backups on I-10. This is going to be if you are traveling both east and westbound. Got some road closures also seeming to be on I-110 north as you're taking the on-ramp to get onto I-10 east. Man, it's just a very...
A mess.
That's the best way to describe it. We got heavy congestion, especially if you are traveling westbound. And we typically have issues there, but you just need to know that it's all the worst today. We will be monitoring it, though. That's our worst spot right now. We do also have some issues on Nine Mile Road traveling westbound. This is going to be if you're traveling towards Kim Strand Road. As for the weather on a local scale, 85 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Over the course of the next several days, it's going to be sunny, mostly clear, with highs in the high 80s. Maybe some slight rain chances on your Memorial Day Monday, though.
Yeah, if you're thinking about maybe heading up to the northeast quarter of the country, here's what you need to do. Take along a big, heavy coat.
Yeah. It's raining.
It's almost the it's not more than that. It's almost the unofficial start to summer, but in parts of the northeast, snow is forecast.
Oh, wow.
Mike Seidel is in Massachusetts with more on this story.
Here along the Massachusetts coast, we're getting battered by wind gusts over 40 miles an hour, moderate to heavy rain, and it is cold, mid-40s with a wind chill around 40. Feels more like March than late May here just south of Boston. On the way, the high tide this evening. There's a coastal flood advisory up along the coast, a wind advisory through this evening. Everything pretty much moves out late tonight. Just a few leftover showers on Friday, but still chilly. As we head into the weekend, look for better weather. A slow warming trend by Memorial Day. Temperatures getting close to 70 here in Southeast Mass. In Scituate, Massachusetts, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel. Fox weather.
Yeah, that kind of weather this time of year, that's always going to be a curveball regardless
of
where
you
are.
We were still talking about the January snowstorm that we don't want to see ever.
Yeah, we're still hung up on that. The U.S. Attorney General says the death penalty is on the table for the suspect accused of murdering two Israeli embassy staffers in D.C. last night. Pam Bondi says the attack outside the Capitol Jewish Museum was horrific, and she's been in constant contact with President Trump since it happened. Bondi would not comment on any possible affiliations suspect Elias Rodriguez has after it was reported that he yelled "Free Palestine" while being arrested.
You know, there's nothing worse than if you're on a flight and then you have to turn the flight around and you've spent all that time in the air and now you're going to have to land again and going to do it all over again.
Yeah, what a buzzkill.
Well, this happened. A United Airlines flight returning to Hawaii after a concerning message was left on a bathroom mirror. You want to know what it said?
What's that?
Here's Gary Baumgarten.
Police meeting the plane as it returned to the airport, conducting a security sweep of the LA-bound flight. Neither they nor the airline saying what might have been found, nor whether anyone was arrested. But Honolulu police say that the FBI is now leading the investigation. No immediate word on what the message was. The 339 passengers on board rebooked on other flights. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
All right. And Harvard can no longer enroll foreign students.
Yeah.
That's according to Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem, who sent a letter to Harvard informing them that their ability to enroll foreign students at their university has been revoked.
Yep, done.
Yeah, Noem says the university has not fully complied with all reporting requirements to DHS, including providing detailed records of foreign students' misconduct on campus.
All right. Here's another story about one of those radical schools. protests breaking out at Columbia University. It happened during the school's commencement ceremonies. Alexis McAdams was there.
We've been out of Columbia University's campus and seen these protests before, but it was a little bit different this week because they were holding their graduation ceremony on campus. That's when a group ripping up what looked like diplomas lit those papers on fire. Those flames just kept on growing there on the city's Upper West Side in New York City as investigators from the NYPD did everything they could to stomp out the flames and the burning stack of diplomas. This happened outside of the gates, about 100 protesters gathering. Many are wearing masks, keffiyehs, and carrying Palestinian flags. Same thing we've seen there for months. A chaotic scene leading to at least two arrests.
And almost 400 books removed from the U.S. Naval Academy school library over DEI issues are being returned. The decision comes after a new review was done using the Pentagon standardized search terms for diversity, equity, and inclusion titles. Those standards determined only around 20 books were needed to be removed from shelves. The Navy's prior search, using its own terms, called for 381 books to be removed. A review with the new DOD search only identified two or three of those books needed to be taken out.
Yeah, you were doing the story about folks like ripping up the diplomas and things like that.
Right.
When you graduated, what was the first thing your parents said to you? I want to see the diploma.
Yeah.
I want to see that paper. I just paid a boatload of bucks for it.
I was like, here, Mom, you can have it.
Can you imagine what their parents said? Hey, Fred, can I see that diploma? Well, I ripped it up.
In protest. Jeez. Of something that's happening on the other side of the world.
Let's talk about a knucklehead. Okay, sports coming up in 5 minutes. You got it. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Two staffers for the Israeli embassy have been murdered outside the Jewish Museum in what the FBI is calling a hate crime. Here's Fox's David Spunt.
This was a young couple, two embassy staffers with the Israeli embassy, enjoying an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum. They were in love and days away from being engaged. Yaron Lashinsky and Sarah Milgram gunned down outside this museum.
He's now charged with murder of foreign officials. The Trump administration is revoking Harvard University from enrolling in some international students. Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accuses leaders at Harvard University of allowing violent activities and anti-Semitism to create an unsafe environment for all students.
Today I sent them a letter that said they will no longer be allowed to participate in this student exchange visitor program, and that's up to 27% of their enrolled students.
Harvard calls the action unlawful. America's listening to Fox News.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income Financial security is about more than investments. Robert's Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Robert's Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Pensacola. Get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the UWF Board of Trustees has scheduled a special board meeting for Tuesday, May 27th, to select an interim school president following the resignation of Martha Saunders. When trustees meet, they are set to pick an effective date for Saunders' resignation and discuss contracting with an executive search firm to find a permanent president.
Okay, story number two this afternoon is Escambia commissioners looking into the spending practices of organizations funded by the Escambia Children's Trust. A recent document shows 88% of the money awarded from last year was used, get this, for employee salaries and benefits, while only 11% went directly to programming for the kids. Commissioner Mike Kohler calling for an audit of the organization.
All right. And your third and final top story this afternoon. Amid support from hunters and warnings of a slaughter from animal rights advocates, state wildlife officials Wednesday moved forward with Florida's first black bear hunt in a decade. Before a large crowd at the College of Central Florida in Ocala, the FWC voted 4-1 for a December hunt that could lead to as many as 187 bears being killed. The hunt will not include Escambia or Santa Rosa counties. The closest area to be included would be Panama City's Bay County.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And we're tied at 125 going to overtime.
Wait, what? The Knicks led the Pacers by 17 points with 6.5 minutes left. Up 3 at the start of the fourth quarter at home, New York's lead was 15 with under 5 minutes to go when the Pacers' Aaron Nesmith became a personal party of three.
Single-handedly keeping the Pacers' hopes alive here has been absolutely on fire.
Nesmith hits the three.
Another three by Nesmith. That's the great equalizer in our game.
Nesmith three. Good. Got it. Nesmith again. Three. Got it. He's a flamethrower. Nesmith. It's a three. Whoa. It's a two-point game.
Oh, my
goodness.
It's
a two-point game with 22 seconds to go.
On TNT, Aaron Nesmith hit 6 three-pointers for Indiana in the final 5 minutes of regulation. Tyrese Halliburton made an improbable shot with no time left to force overtime. Nearly a three-pointer that won it in regulation, but Indiana still outscored New York 13-10 in the extra session to steal Game 1, one of the greatest comebacks in NBA history. Final score 138-135 in overtime. Halliburton scored 31, Nesmith had 30. New York got 43 in defeat from Jalen Brunson and 35 from Karl-Anthony Towns. Game 2 tomorrow in New York. Hockey. Dallas Stars trailed the Edmonton Oilers 3-1 at the start of the third period in Game 1 of the Western Conference Final. Dallas took a page from the Pacers' playbook, came back to win 5 goals in the third period, 3 on the power play in under 6 minutes. Stars 6, Oilers 3. Longtime Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay died Wednesday at age 65. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell stated Jim was a friend and a man deeply committed to his family, the game, the Colts, and the Indianapolis community. Led with integrity, passion, and care for the Colts players, coaches, and staff, his courageous work in support of mental health will be a lasting legacy. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, we heard a little bit about NBA and NHL playoffs there. Wanted to let you know that the NHL Eastern Conference Finals resume tonight between the Hurricanes and Panthers. Panthers up 1-0 in that. Also got Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals in the NBA between the Timberwolves and Thunder. The Thunder are up in that series 1-0. You can listen to that game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. Coverage gets underway at 7 p.m.
438 News Radio 92.3. A lot of folks in Utah taking attention to this story. A college football quarterback being accused of sexual assault in a civil lawsuit. Jared Max has more.
Brigham Young University quarterback Jake Retzlaff has been accused of sexually assaulting a woman listed in a court filing as Jane Doe AG in November of 2023. She's suing Retzlaff for alleged battery, assault, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Retzlaff's attorney stated his client is factually innocent, and we don't try cases in the media. We'll respect the process and establish Jake's innocence through the judicial system. There have not been criminal charges filed against the former California quarterback, who transferred to BYU before last season and led the Cougars to an 11-2 record. The alleged victim is seeking punitive damages. She claims she reported the incident to police in Provo but did not share her accuser's name, saying she was scared and in shock and not ready to confront him. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, that's a very upsetting story there because I just not looked it up to confirm, but I remember this from last season. Jake Retzlaff was kind of a fan favorite at BYU because, of course, it's a Mormon university, Latter-day Saints, but he's of Jewish faith, I believe. So they called him the BYU Jew. And he endearingly, they liked him. But it's a shame that we've got that story now about a pretty talented and pretty well-liked player.
You know, I heard you talking and kind of diving into the NHL a second ago.
So Indeed, you did.
I wanted to pull this up here and share it with you. Chicago Blackhawks hiring a new head coach. And Jared Max has the details.
51-year-old Jeff Blashill replaced Anders Sorensen, who coached the team after Luke Richardson was fired in December. Blashill has spent the last three seasons as an assistant with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Before that, Blashill was the head coach of the Detroit Red Wings from 2015 to 2022. Blackhawks general manager Kyle Davidson said Jeff is an incredibly smart and talented coach who boasts more than 25 years coaching experience across developmental leagues, the NHL, and the world stage. We couldn't be more excited for what's to come under Jeff's direction. With the Red Wings, Blashill led the team to the playoffs his first season, then Detroit was left out 6 years in a row. Blashill was let go. Jared Max, Fox News.
And the college football playoff getting a slight format change for this upcoming season, and it's one that a lot of people are behind. A straight seeding model will now be used. That gives the top four ranked teams in the playoffs own poll first round byes. So last season, byes were awarded to the top four highest ranked conference champs. The five highest ranked conference champions will still be guaranteed spots in the 12-team field. They just won't, the four highest ranked won't necessarily get a bye. The CFP said that they felt the change was in the best interest of the game.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The Knicks last night did something that was truly unbelievable. With 2:45 left, they were up by 14, and with under a minute to go, the Knicks still had the lead and were up by 9, and somehow managed to lose the game. Over a month ago, I was in San Antonio for the Final Four and saw Duke choke away a 7-point lead late to Houston. And yes, I was in the building last night and was even more stunned than with what I saw at the Final Four, but the good news for the Knicks is this isn't single elimination, and they still have a chance, unlike Duke, to right this wrong. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's Clean Car Month. Right now, get the Pro X1 Car Care Collection Wash Kit for just $19.99, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
So, your small business is outgrowing your garage. You could go online, find a space, and get catfished. Or you could work with an agent who's a realtor, here to guide and help protect you from the surprises you didn't see coming. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, right by you.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. released his Make America Healthy Again, or MAHA. Peter Doocy has the details on that report.
It lays out the roadmap that RFK Jr. thinks
federal agencies can use to reduce chronic childhood illnesses in this country. And the top of the list of problems is a poor diet. This report found that up to 70% of food that most children consume contains ultra-processed ingredients. Going through the other main bullet points of this report, chemical exposures are a concern, with the authors ordering a study on pesticides by next year, a lack of physical activity and chronic stress, basically kids playing less outside and more on their screens inside, and then over-medicalization, they say. The authors think kids in this country are being over-prescribed drugs they don't need.
And a study called Vital is touting the anti-aging benefits of vitamin D supplements. Dr. Joanne Manson, a preventative medicine expert at Harvard Medical School, tracked 50,000 people over 50 for 5 years and found that vitamin D supplements may help slow down biological aging by as much as 3 years. The study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition shows that vitamin D seems to protect telomeres on your chromosomes that shrink as you age and are linked to heart issues, cancer, and other chronic medical conditions.
News Radio 92.3, I'm going to be checking in with Austin here in just a second, because the 10 freeway is a mess this afternoon, and we'll talk about that. And while we're on the subject of traffic here, Memorial Day travelers may experience some added stress due to heavy traffic this weekend. Lisa Brady has tips on how to reduce stressful situations.
This is House Call for Health. Today is the start of the Memorial Day weekend getaway. AAA predicting more than 45 million people will travel starting today through Monday, and that can mean added stress because of crowded roads. So how can you manage that? California Casualty is an insurance company with a few tips on how to reduce stress while driving. First, plan ahead. Be aware of alternate routes and traffic closures, and if you have kids, bring some games and snacks so they don't add more stress. Leave early to give yourself extra time to deal with the unexpected. And don't forget breathing exercises, with deep breathing calming the brain. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
444, News Radio 92.3, processed foods to veggies. What a spectrum on the food front here. You may need to be careful what you put in your salad. And boy, I love salads. Jill Nado reports on a recall for cucumbers.
The FDA says there's been a salmonella outbreak in 15 states, 26 people sick and 9 hospitalized after eating cucumbers from Bednar growers in Florida. Those cukes were distributed by Fresh Start Produce Sales from April 29th to May 19th. The FDA is working to determine where the potentially contaminated cucumbers were sent, but they do know they went out to both restaurants and retailers. Salmonella can cause diarrhea, fever, and cramps. Young children, the elderly, and people with weakened immune systems are more likely to have severe infections. Jill Nado, Fox News.
445, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together, and the 10's a mess.
Absolutely, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. And yeah, looking at I-10 here, we do have some backups if you are traveling westbound on I-10, passing the I-110 north ramp. We typically have issues there, but it's far more severe at this time. Also have a little bit if you are traveling eastbound towards the same I-110 north ramp, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some issues. Text or let us know about this one. Highway 29, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, it's backing up pretty severely. No confirmation of an accident. Could just be some indirect runoff from the I-10 troubles that people are trying to avoid, because we also have issues on Palafox Street and Burgess. That intersection is looking miserable as well. Last but not least, got some issues on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10, which appears to be a victim of the same thing. As for the weather on a local scale, 85 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 88, low of 74.
Yeah, it sounds like you got your hands full today.
I sure do.
All right.
Trying not to run out of breath here.
Nice local snapshot for the weather. Let's go to the national shots. Cooler than usual along the East Coast in the coming days, but higher than average temps in the South. Janice Dean has your Fox weather forecast.
An area of low pressure spinning across the Ohio Valley will bring wet, cool conditions for this region and parts of the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic through Friday. A developing coastal low is going to keep conditions cooler and windy along the coast heading into the weekend. Temperatures will feel more like March than the end of May. Strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible over the southern plains, and above average highs persist for the west and the south through Memorial Day. Fox Weather has all of your latest forecast details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Intuit today reporting quarterly results that beat analysts' estimates, issuing stronger-than-expected guidance for the full year. Revenue in the fiscal third quarter increased 15% from $6.7 billion a year ago. Shares rose roughly 4% in extended trading. CNBC reports Nike will resume selling its products directly to Amazon in the U.S. for the first time since 2019. The company stopped selling its goods wholesale on Amazon as part of a push to distribute directly to customers. Sales of previously owned homes in April fell half a percentage point from March to a seasonally adjusted annualized rate of 4 million units. That's the slowest April pace since 2009. Stocks were mixed on Wall Street following a rally yesterday, the Dow losing 1 point, the S&P 500 off by 2, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ growing by 53 points. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the Federal Reserve providing an update on interest rates. This is following the House's passage of a tax cut and spending plan. Edward Lawrence is reporting this afternoon from the White House.
The Federal Reserve board member says that the markets are looking for a little more fiscal discipline. He says that they're looking towards this reconciliation bill as possibly, you know, wrapping up in terms of lifting the yields on the 10-year and Treasury year yields. So if this reduces deficit spending in any way, when the Senate is done with it, that's what he hopes can go forward. The White House spokesperson Kush Desai told me this. He says, quote, critically, passing this bill reduces substantially the risk of any debt limit debate for at least a couple of years, which reduces the credit risk and is a net positive for the Treasury market.
And the Treasury Department is halting its production of new pennies. The department said Thursday it made its final order of blank pennies this month as it moves to in production of the 1 cent coin, according to the 2024 annual report from the Mint. The cost of making the penny increased 20%, and the Treasury Department says halting new penny production could lead to immediate annual savings of $56 million in reduced material costs.
All right, look at those mortgage rates rising. They are up and above the 7% mark today. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 7.08%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.39%.
All right. And Nike will raise prices on shoes, apparel, and equipment next month. We've been hearing about a lot of companies doing this. Shoes that cost between $100 and $150 will reportedly see a price hike of $5, while shoes above $150 will see a jump of up to $10. Meanwhile, prices for apparel and equipment will see increases between $2 and $10. In a statement, Nike said, "We regularly evaluate our business and make pricing adjustments as part of our seasonal planning."
And we're going to take a look at 1944 here this afternoon. President Trump could soon begin selling his gold cards to foreigners, which will make it possible for somebody to buy a Visa for $5 million.
Wow. I can't wait to hear this one.
Ashley Webster's in.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the gold card website allowing people to buy those U.S. permanent residencies for $5 million will launch within a week, right around the corner. President Trump has suggested the U.S. could sell 1 million of the cards, enough to retire the national debt. It is meant to replace the EB-5 investor visa, which gives out green cards in return for a much smaller investment in the U.S. economy. Lutnick says TrumpCard.gov would initially allow people to register their interest in buying one of the cards.
4:52 on the dot. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour. Don't go anywhere.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here. And if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less. And if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Why were machine guns being shot off with blanks at Crab Island last Friday? Pensacola City Council tonight going to consider the new facility being proposed at the Legion Field. The Escambia County Commission just up and adds a fire station to the conversation about improving fire service in the county. And the Chicago Sun-Times runs a suggested summer reading list that includes 10 completely non-existent AI-generated fake books. Listen to all these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.455, right on the money here. Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price. Hard-working guy today, let me tell you. He's got to look at that weather and local traffic together. That's a mess on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, we're working to the bone here because we've got some very severe backups on I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. You typically hear me complain about that this time every afternoon, but we did have some issues on the roads earlier that has greatly exponentialized those backups, pushing you to the better part of Escambia Bay. Not quite, but it's pushing you a pretty good ways in that direction if you are traveling westbound. So be on the lookout for that. And also, we've got issues on North Davis Highway as a result of it, traveling northbound towards I-10. Got some on the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kimstrand. So be on the lookout for those areas as well. As for the weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, high of 88 with a low of 74.
Here's today's pop culture news.
456, News Radio 92.3, a popular sitcom from the 20s coming back, and I did like this show. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Zach Braff is getting back into his scrubs. Deadline reports that Braff has signed on to reprise his role as John J.D. Dorian in the upcoming Scrubs follow-up, now in development at ABC. Creator Bill Lawrence says the new series will be a mix of revival and reboot, bringing back familiar faces while introducing a new generation of surgical interns. The original series starred Braff and premiered in 2001 on NBC. The plot revolved around the professional and personal lives of medical interns at the fictional Sacred Heart Hospital. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Can't say I'm surprised by that. Big Scrubs guy. And you see him and that Donald Faison in those commercials.
Is it Progressive Insurance? What is it?
Is it T-Mobile?
That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely right. Yes.
So, yeah, I'm not surprised that they're reviving
this. And they don't look
this.
Much older than they did back when they did this.
No, they've aged pretty well.
They really have.
End the sex crimes trial of Sean Diddy Combs in NYC over for the week. Thank goodness. Rapper Kid Cudi testified that Combs broke into his Hollywood home to confront him and detailed when a Molotov cocktail set his car on fire in 2012. After Cudi left the stand, a makeup artist for Combs' ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura said she saw her with injuries to her face after being in a room with the rap mogul. The trial will resume on Tuesday.
Country coming to Las Vegas. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Chesney's in the building.
No Shoes Nation is getting ready for Kenny Chesney's residency at the Sphere in Las Vegas. The Country Music Hall of Famer's 15-date run kicks off this evening and runs through June 21st. DJ Brandi Cyrus will warm up the crowd before Kenny takes the stage. In Vegas, but can't make it to the show? You can still check out the guitars, tiki bars, and a whole lot of love pre-show experience at the Venetian Resort. It's full of artifacts, memories, and interactive moments, and it's open from Wednesday through Sunday during show weeks, and you don't need a ticket to visit. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
But you leave the money in the machine, please.
Well, and speaking of money, this is something that I hope becomes a bigger trend nationwide. A national theater chain offering $1 movies to keep children busy this summer. Regal Cinemas has over 400 multiplexes across the country with over 5,700 screens. This week, the theater chain announced its Regal Summer Movie Express, which will offer family-friendly movies on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings for only a dollar a show. The summer lineup starts June 10th with showings of Puss in Boots and Sing 2.
You know, you've probably seen the Kardashian family many times on different shows or whatever, and you probably scratched your head and said, what do they really do in life? I mean, what is it that they do?
They do a little bit of everything.
Well, this is one thing I want to kind of help you guys out with. Kim Kardashian has passed her law apprenticeship.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Michelle Polino has more on this legal information.
Kim Kardashian has officially graduated from her law program after 6 years of studying through California's law office study program. Instead of attending a traditional school, Kardashian announced in 2019 that she had enrolled with the State Bar of California in 2018 to complete a 4-year apprenticeship under a licensed attorney. California is one of only a few states, along with Vermont, Virginia, and Washington, that allow aspiring lawyers to skip law school and study through an apprenticeship. The reality star, entrepreneur, and mom of four celebrated her milestone with a backyard graduation ceremony attended by family and friends. She shared photos and videos of the event on her Instagram story. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, I want to give you a few minutes here because you only have a few minutes to take this in. FPNL customers can learn how to keep their energy bills low this summer. Those energy folks are over at the Langley Bell 4-H Center on Stefani Road right now until 6 o'clock. You can go over there and check out why your bill is so high. Hey, coming up in about 12 minutes, more news and information. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.